Developing Skills for Invalsi. Listening Comprehension. Task 7. You will hear a young writer, Lachlan Reed, talking on the radio about his career. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B or C. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome back to Saturday Live on Spark Radio, where this morning we're talking to teenage fiction writer Lachlan Reed about how he published his first novel, his life as a teenage celebrity and his plans for the future. Welcome to Spark Radio, Lachlan.
Thanks, Jack. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Our listeners are very much looking forward to finding out about your new book. But first of all, let's talk about your first novel, The Dragon's Cave, which was published 5 years ago. Where did the story come from?
Well, I'd been working on The Dragon's Cave for as long as I can remember, really. It was a story that I came up with as a child. I was maybe 4 or 5 years old when I first introduced the characters of Archie, the young boy, and his pet dragon, Spike, into the bedtime stories that my mum and I invented. They became almost like part of our family, and we created more and more complicated and interesting adventures for them as I got older. As I learned to read and write, I started writing about their adventures and drawing pictures to illustrate the things they did and the places they visited. It became like a fantasy world for me.
You were only 14 when the book was published. What did it mean to you to see your book on the shelves of your local bookshop at that age?
On the one hand, it was a very exciting time for me. I loved all the parties and the interviews when the book was released. We also did a book tour where we travelled to different cities and I would go to bookshops and read sections of my book in front of an audience. I found that really difficult at first, but it became easier every time I did it. And now I'm quite confident when I have to speak in public. On the other hand, it felt really strange for me to see pictures of Archie and Spike on advertising posters when I was on the bus travelling to school. The most surprising thing of all was seeing them on TV. I'd be watching my favourite programme on a Saturday morning and they would appear on an advert and I'd think, what's Archie doing on television? Because they were like members of our family. It was like seeing my little brother on TV.
Yes, I can imagine. And how has life changed for you since then?
For a start, there had been 2 more books about Archie and Spike since then. I always wanted to write a trilogy for them, so I was very pleased when the publishers asked me to write 2 more. And I've become quite famous. Sometimes people even stop me on the street and ask to take a selfie with me, as if I was a famous pop star or footballer. I'm always surprised when that happens. Luckily, my friends and family are exactly the same with me as they always have been. So even though I have become quite famous, when I'm at home, I can do what I've always done and just hang out and listen to music or play video games with my friends.
What else do you do in your free time?
I love cooking. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen with my mum, generally driving her crazy because I'm so messy. I love to experiment with different flavours and create my own versions of classic recipes, especially when I make cakes and desserts. I made a cake the other day using courgettes. Everyone thought it would be horrible, but it was really tasty.
And tell us about your plans for the future, Lachlan. You're writing a book for teenagers at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I'm working on another fantasy book right now. It's not about the friendship between a boy and his pet, like The Dragon's Cave. It's about a random group of people who find themselves in a futuristic world, which has elements of a distant past too. So you can expect to meet some crazy high-tech dinosaurs along the way. The book talks about how we learn from history, adapt to change, and constantly try to predict the future. And I hope there is something in it for all ages, not just teenagers.
We can't wait to read it, Lachlan. Thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
It's been a pleasure, Jack. Thanks again for inviting me.
And if you want to check out what's new with Lachlan Reed, or listen to this interview again, check out our website at www.sparkradio.co.uk. Now, up next in 10-minute tunes are Lachlan's favourite songs.